Blog Talk Radio.
Renegade Weather Balloon.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little touch on the catwalk.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
And here we are, another edition of LCN. Thanks, everyone who's made it possible over the years. This is our fifth anniversary. Boo's right here in the studio. Boo.
Hey, I might have to switch my phone. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, Boo.
Oh, that's good.
Sound check, okay.
Sounds like I'm low. Yeah. Really, the fifth anniversary is on Halloween, but I figured we should do it today, you know, so we don't mess up the schedule.
Well, Halloween would have fallen
and
on a Tuesday.
No, we've got plenty
and,
of poems to read from those who have supported us.
Yeah,
we'll
leave here on Sunday.
Yeah. I thought it was 6 years, actually, at first, but... How many years does it seem like to you?
I don't know. It seems like three for me because I didn't come on board right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Feels like 10 to me. All this shit I've been through.
Or it would have been years of JoJo. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've aged 20 years, too. Anyway, but We can't let them anybody keep us down. That's why we're here. So.
Remember what you told me, you're going to put all this on archive and listen to it when you're like 90 years old.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's a shame that we can't be on there and do what we love to do with the people we love to be around. But you know what? If he's going to be an asshole about it, well then, nothing we could do. But, you know,
let's get some lemonade.
Hmm? Oh, you can't get in the studio, right?
Make lemonade, yeah. I'm right here in the studio, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I think Rack's probably going to come by, so we can pick, you know, whoever we think, you know, deserves it, I guess, who's been so supportive and stood by it. We'll just go, but we'll just stay for like an hour if nobody calls, but we'll see. And, you know, this kind of bummed me out. It's very sad for me, too, because... this is what it's come to because we're not allowed on the site. Otherwise, there would be many people here, just like there always has. So it's kind of
sad
for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at all the goodies we have in the studio from our members at LCN.
And I thank you, Raz. I appreciate you for coming and showing up and being a great partner.
Yeah, no.
Through it all, good
and
bad, by the way.
Happy anniversary, LCN. Here's Wayne.
Happy anniversary. We love you guys.
This is called She Left with the Sunset View. The yellow setting sun has spoke to me. Calmness reflected across the sea, cashmere clouds, blocks, sangria view, much like the lavender girl I once knew. She left with platinum promises I meant to keep, and like the aquamarine lake, she wasn't deep. No, her butterscotch brightness shall shine once more, like the turquoise glow dancing on a distant shore. As the ebony darkness consumes the land, I'll sleep with the pomegranate picture in my hand, and wait with tangerine tears in my eyes, praying she return as the orange sunrise. In
right, and that seemed like a little sneaker you were in. The instrumentation, which was playing in the background. I saw plenty of curiosity and discovery here at trying to mark down what it was with the view and the poet as the observation point. What about you, Boo?
Yeah, I mean, I heard, like, curiosity in there and wonder and, like, you know, only the way Wayne writes it, full of creativity and imagination. And I like the music he put behind it. So, yeah, I love Wayne. Always thought it was creative, cool, and poetic.
Plenty of soul, a little bit of soul, yeah. That was all over in the piece three. And so I guess we'll do the next piece. And thank you, Pee-wee, for everything you're holding down at AP for us. Here he is in Sweet Sandy.
Also to Randall and Anonymous who in Zappa. They've been doing a great job, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on the list of what else to play for the anniversary. Here's Pee Wee. Sweet Sandy.
My world is gone. Your world's not mine. Who chose what to wear or which lines to find? Shoulder the load, take back our time. If we join our hands, can we take back the night? Sweet Sandy is calling out to me. It says take what they say, throw it to sea. These things life that I never dreamed. Sold tomorrow's dream in the machine. Windswept eyes, glazed, gilded lies. Would you try leaving yourself behind? Shipwrecked out on high tides. Sick of panic tirades forming your mind. Impetuous times, perception greed. Man in power, subjugate your envy. Green envy towards you, envious of me. Sold slaves to cruel-handed animosity. Papers, guns, and knives, it's time to find where they go when you draw the line. Almost full moon tonight, shine bright. Now's the time to take back our birthright. You seem to be screaming through disease. Winds of madness sing, blowing breeze. Deep sixed your hope to be sold sanity. Somewhere along the ride, you would read green.
Shop appears, sure. Yeah, but there's an element here. It sounds like Lou Reed in the 70s, Play One for the Coach Kid, and that song all combined into its own modern take. And I like the effect of echoing, however amateurish to others, the sound expert genre with the vocals overlapping at the recitation of the lyric. There's a sense of like modern day Zen hitting off the transcendence pole. So what did you hear with Pee Wee, Booth?
But I don't know if it was me or what, but it was so much echoing and grainy, I couldn't hear anything. There's somebody on the phone, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pee Wee. I wish I could have. I'm going to try to find a poem to read of yours so we can hear it.
Caller.
Hello.
Dennis from Alaska.
Hey.
Dennis.
Hey.
Happy anniversary. Being an OCN. How you doing, Dennis?
Hi, Brad. Hi, Boo.
Hello, Mr.
Hi.
I'm doing well. I just came down from the mountain getting ready for winter with my antenna work. So go ahead with the program, please, and I'm going to bring up the website, and so I'll be able to follow along.
No problem. Let us know when you want to read yours.
Oh, I don't want to read anything. I just want to listen to other people.
Okay, cool. All right.
You're
cool, people. I'm going to get a poem of Pee Wee's because I couldn't really hear that one, but I'll do that later. So you can, I'm gonna pick one from, let's see, what is it? I think I got it. I'm waiting for a wrap. I think it might fall. Let's see.
getting bad.
Hmm. 300 words. You had better.
Four Horsemen by Kitty the Naughty Parrot. You entwine my thoughts, tantalize and tease with words as your conquest for my body takes root with a single pat of the hoof. Grazing on passion's grass, sweet with a devilish twist, my impulsive mind wars across untouched flesh, padding quietly and waiting in want, famished in the groves of hell, craving affection from your torment, from your words of torture. But alas, this fantasy is destined to wither, and death shakes my universe as the four horsemen of the apocalypse ride, conquest, war, famine, and death. End peace.
Right. Was that Kitty?
Yes.
And here I hear plenty of the whole Roman conquest and what there is with that theory, conquer and divide. So everyone has their own, reward if they're good at seducing or being able to cooperate with the other partner. And, how that turns out, I guess it's a question of many different relationships of men and women here on the planet. But, Dennis, would you like to comment on this by Kitty the Naughty Poet?
I think he may be situated, but...
Thank you.
Yeah, I think he's...
I'm still trying to chime in.
No problem. I like how she puts it, she compares the apocalypse to it, like the four horsemen. That's pretty cool. And sometimes how, I kind of see it like the fight for love. Sometimes it dies, sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of the vibe I got from it. But and of course it's sensual, but not so over the top. It's a little, almost to the line. So I thought that was pretty cool. I love anything biblical with poetry. Not easy to do with, tasteful, of course, entertaining. So,
yeah,
I like that.
Good job,
Kitty.
So
you can
put one now, right? Yeah, hilarious. What it did have to do or what it didn't have to do. I like that take. So, why don't we play something by our studio chef, our host group executive, Rob Cohen. Here's Pink Elephant.
Oh, shit.
Pink Elephant, three meetings. Among the smoke and black label beer bottles, they met at a downstairs pool table, talking about Salem daily itineraries, masochism, and books in foreign libraries, before leaving the Electric Music Mystic Bar to see a Halloween show on a laptop screen, starring a mascara-eyed ballet-dancing swan and long-haired guitar-strumming singer appearing on the same bohemian stage show, spark into flames in crushed pill snow. She read his poetry and saw the layers of charcoal and pastel way stacked on the film photograph canvas, building rich textures with ash and wax, yet saw through those walls, which became glass under her eyes. 2. They swam in dams of Italian wine, her purple phosphorus glimmer and shine, lighting the world in his mind, under thundering, smoggy skies, showering him in ozone-wrapped gifts and a portrait of Ralph and Isabel, standing on either side of a broken spring, sealed in tattered string underneath the typewriter and frame of their Polaroid pictures. He emptied his hand, laying the full house on the table. Their cards mismatched in a game of snap, and she left in the morning singing a song played by a foreign band. 3. Across the gulf, among the oak tree streets, his neighbor Noah grew a beard while building a lake house by hand, after the script he wrote had burnt and blew through the dust in gusts of winter wind, until a rainstorm burst, reversing a spinning fairy-lit Ferris wheel. Waiting for a paper ticket, he travelled to an old port town in the windy city with pothole streets. He crossed the pine needle field, filled with crooked slides and rusty swings, covered in spray paint and empty, following the ocean mist scent to a teal green gate, waiting for the answer on his quest for coffee. From the home which cut their duet apart in the past, she drove and met him on the porch of a museum house filled with wood-carved clocks and a shelf with cameras and porcelain dolls. Their old Virginia tobacco cigarettes were drawing folded segments of Frankenstein in ink with a pen seen in their mind's eye and tongue-waltzing lines crossing paper margins alongside. Star-aligned art filled the night, ending with an eastern sunrise where they slept in a single bed, lifting the curtain, unveiling the concerts for their violin chorus to start.
Yeah, and that was fluently versatile. There's all kinds of metaphor in there. I think what there is of the pink elephant, instead of meaning, you know, that one problem that we can't solve, that is just lying around us all the time or drinking and hallucinations, this poet has turned it into a match of different correlations and what there is of those non-corroborative facts. Thank you, Mr. Cohen. And Dennis, are you going to respond to this?
No, I'm still looking for... Who just read? That was Cohen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounded great, but I need to read it.
It's okay. I'll put on the board for you. You need. And you can read. If otherwise, we'll get you the next round. That's cool. This poem is a trip, too, because it's like, you know, You really got to read this a couple of times because it's like, wait a minute, well, because, you know, talk of masochism and the hallucinations and all of that, but it's actually quite romantic at the end. I don't know if it's just like two stars and, you know, cross each other in the night, like stars align, air filled, the right ending in the eastern sunrise where they slept in a single bed, lifting the curtain, unveiling the concert for which they, the chorus to start. Like, that's just a beautiful ending, and it makes the whole thing like a show, you know, like you're sitting there and you're watching the show. I think it's fascinating too, because you want to know, like, okay, where did you come up with this shit? Because but the whole stars aligning thing is really cool. I think it's very well written, of course, and romantic and unique. So good job.
Yeah, it had plenty of different multiple flavors. Was its own unique role, definitely. And so we haven't heard from Rob, wow, in like over a year. How's you been doing, boo?
Oh, good. He hasn't even written a poem in over a year. So he's writing books, a couple of books, but yeah, he's all
right,
I guess. I don't know if it hasn't been inspired. That whole poem was kind of tragic in its own way, too, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. Well, you don't have that many existential relationships that come down to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. But, yeah, it was something else, really. Hopefully we get Rack in here, or I hope he doesn't forget tonight's show.
I'll try to call him again. I did call. I did remind him,
all right.
Maybe because we started late, maybe they think, you know, I'm not sure. I did send him a message, though.
There's only so many power lines in New York. But here's another one of our contributors, Randall, in Viewing the Muse.
This piece was written end of July 2020 for a dear friend's picture prompt contest. It's called Viewing the Muse. I gaze into a white sun setting down on the wet skin of ruffled waters, tender with a lit caress, like the motion of lucid mirrors in blistering shades, drenching the skies with burnt ribbons. Though chaos blows in rowdy gusts with a crafty haze of brown confusion through these silver curls, tainted by a smother of bitter wind, stretching the boundaries of proud waves. Small starlings with stark pinstripes painted sharp upon kite wings dart in their intricate revelry of being birds, completely unconcerned. Now erratic fears cradle sullen faces, lips taste of fragile lives, shifting in the balance, rising to meet rage, emerging into invisible forces, shouting the chants of pandemic to the fallen pan, only to gather for night's final unfolding on celestial thresholds, completed by destiny, determined long ago, before time bewed movement in a marriage of passing stages. End of poem.
Yes, the marriage of passing stages. And this shows how much progress a writer does within the course of several years or more at keeping at it. The muse, it shifts the inspiration for the poetry. And you see it's like a kind of hate-love relationship. It's also one where the writer doesn't know if it comes directly from a muse, all of their verses, or eventually maybe there had been that split of interest in which the artist is really an individual who doesn't require someone else's prompting in order to generate their work. And Dennis, would you like to comment on this by Randall or pass again?
I got hung up in the beauty of the image.
It's on the board.
Especially the ruffled water and the image of the birds with the pinstriping. And that's why I need to read them line by line so I can enjoy them. Because I don't hear that well. So what I heard was wonderful, wonderful. What was the poet's name?
La Cosa Nostra
again, so I can look
I can't
up
find
here.
Your profile. That's why I was going to send it to you, but it's G-E-N-N-I-S Allen, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Dennis.
I was looking for your profile on this
one. One N in Dennis.
Oh, that's why. Okay, that. So now I know. I'll be able to send it. Okay, I spelled it wrong. Got it. Oh, I see. Okay. Cool. All right, that's good. I like that picture.
Who just read?
That was Randall.
What was it? Who? Alexander?
Randall.
No way not to get lost in subtext.
Randall.
Mm-hmm. So now I know it's
is that it, Randall?
Yes, Randall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Randy, Beach Boys, Randall.
Yeah, right. I wonder, can I do a control F and find his name?
Oh, I put it in, I sent it to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll get you the next time now that I know that I spelled your name wrong. Now we're all set. Okay. I like the way he always sets up the poem, like the way that it looks, because it just looks really cool. That's sort of like his signature thing. But as always, like ethereal and beautifully written, Wet Skin of Ruffled Waters, I agree, that's really cool. Through chaos flows a rowdy gust, like change is coming, you know, something's coming. And the fears that people are sort of taste the fragile lines, like the whole thing is so descriptive and well written, beautifully written. And I think he's talking about change coming. It's gorgeously written. I like the celestial vibe that it's got there. And yeah, good job with that. Yeah, lovely as always, and thanks for your support and always supporting and always helping me out.
Yes, a change would do us all good, in the words of Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess who else do we have here? There's all kinds of entries in the studio. Why don't we try out Phil the Poet in Commit?
Oh, listen, if you get
this
Phil the Poet.
This is a poem by
Phil
the
Poet.
Poet.
Play the bunny one if you see the bunny.
The Committee. Gargoyle-shaped lanterns spew out flames along the subterranean corridor. Hooded figures in ox-blood robes walk to the beat of a death march towards an old oak door covered in a plethora of webs, which creeps open with the blinking of a soulless eye. Two statues guarding the immense room of mirrors, reflecting the ash and bone that radiate the ancient artifacts. Gold turned to mustard in the poor flickering light. A nickel falls upon the granite floor with an echo. Here they stand in a ceremony of ebony robes, behind grotesque viper masks, forging a poisonous chant, a tsunami of crazed shouting and epileptic dancing, muscles twitching, jaws clenched in savage ecstasy. Through the smoke of licorice incense stands a figure dressed in saffron and ruby ritual coverings of the shadows, with a two-edged sword and a bottle of snakebite, with her amethyst scabbard hanging off the right thigh. An innocent sacrifice lies comatose among the ornamental straw, sand mixed in her carrot-infused hair with a hint of vanilla penetrating the foul stench of the iron scent of blood. Pills and trinkets lie exposed around her limp body. Suddenly, a gurgling scream is heard as a shadowed hand plunges a dagger through the high priest's thorax from behind. Wounded, he becomes the revenge of a many assassination, slowly dying upon the dirty crimson iceberg floor. The hero flings his robe off and discards his mask, collects the dead man's weapons ready for his escape. But he is stabbed through the fifth rib, piercing his heart. Over his body stands the girl with a sword welded to her hand. End poem.
Yes, and Phil, being a Christian poet, it says here that that reference is referred to multiple times in the Bible. Judges 3:16, Psalm 149:6 speaks to God's people praising the Lord with the mouths holding to its swords. And Proverbs 5:3, even so in the end she is bitter as wormwood, as sharp as a two-edged sword. Sirach 21:3, every offense is two-edged sword. When it cuts, there can be no healing. Repentance is always possible. We must begin with acknowledging why the person needs to repent. And taken together, all these metaphors are how the Christian may prevail. So, Dennis, did you get anything out of this? Phil the Poet?
I didn't have it because I don't know the name of the poem.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for this session at all by reading ahead.
Rez. Yeah, this is different. I know it's different. That's why you're used to reading the poem. So are we, but we're not allowed on the site. So this is how we do it. Because
mine is that.
Yeah. So, but we do still read everybody's poems that put them on the board. We have other people help us out. So, but, you know, he's an asshole who won't let us back on. Still, we're banned for 544 more days. For doing nothing. So, you know, we're trying to keep it alive best we can. But, and usually more people call, but I think that maybe because we started late. Anyway, yeah, I agree with what you said, Raz. It is hard when you can't see it. I agree. It's a lot harder, and I didn't know the name of that one. If I did, I could have looked it up. But, well, we'll just do a couple more and then we'll close out. So I guess I know Rex has to. I'm in the place. Pick
wonderful.
From
yeah, it definitely it's all those points feel like I was saying. He's a Christian, so there were spiritual connotations there, but you have to look deeper into the verse. And who else do we have here to play?
Play Rack.
Yeah, did Rack call in yet? No.
I
was hoping for him to call in before doing his
piece. Dave, if we haven't seen from Dave, I don't think we do have people.
There's like one by Dave. I always run into the high heels, but I'm trying to search a bit harder in the studio.
We could play that on the way out. That's the music.
In and out through the door. So
just pick Rex.
I guess why not Gerald Green? And this is the dance or. Wait, what else is there by Gerald Green? Yeah, I'm going to go for a note.
Welcome to Gerald Green Poetry. Gabriel Zobo, written and read by Gerald Green. Gabriel played again. His horn stood out above.
All right, that was half done. So here's Over You, Gerald Green.
I'm Over You, written and read by Gerald Green. I have to say, I cannot lie. What's gone is gone, I can't deny. I've decided to face it, and I want you to know. I'm over you. It's time to go. The feeling's gone, forever past. It didn't grow, it didn't last. I can take it no longer, and I want you to know. I'm over you. It's time to go. You didn't care. You didn't try. My love grew cold. You let it die. I am leaving forever, and I want you to know. I'm over you. It's time to go. No matter how you feel, I'm leaving today. I'm getting away from here. I cannot stay. No matter what you say or what you do, I know this is better. For me and for you, because I'm over you, it's time to go.
Yes, it comes to that point where certain relationships don't really work out, or ideas that you thought at first would be true to your own ideology. And so it's a point of obliging yourself to move on to a subject matter which can be quality related. But thank you, Gerald Green. So, Boo.
Yeah. Well, it's basically saying, you know, get the fuck out. I'm done, pretty much. I mean, you know, and I cannot lie. What's gone is gone. I can't deny. There's no saving it. There's no getting it back. The feeling's gone, forever past. It didn't grow. It didn't last. So it's it. You know, he knows there's nowhere to go. It ain't going nowhere. Time to cut it off. Maybe he stayed longer than he should have. So and he doesn't, at the end, he doesn't care how she feels. Basically, I'm getting away. I'm getting out of here. I'm done. You're out. Kicking you to the curb. So that's pretty much it. And sometimes you got to be that way, because otherwise you're staying in something that you shouldn't be in for too long. Good job. And I always love his reading voice.
Yeah, I have that kind of relationship with Twitter and Facebook. I get over it, but, you know, that's the whole other flip side. You think you're going to leave and walk out, and then next thing you know, you'll be downloading the programs on your phone.
Yeah, I have that same relationship with my love-hate relationship with Facebook. Just never stop sending me emails and shit, even when you're not there.
Shout
so
out
we
to
can play something from
Metal
Rap
and Weed, yeah, on Facebook. And also,
God, they just send so many damn emails driving me nuts.
Thanks for the politics. Rack,
yeah.
You want me to do his piece anyways right now? Assuming he might not.
Yeah.
Show?
Yeah.
All right, here's How to Avoid an Argument by Rack and Tor.
To Avoid an Argument by Raconteur. Snuggling on the couch, watching a movie, the house was silent, and we stopped searching for things to say. The lights were down low, and we had just finished a bottle of Chardonnay. Absently, my hand covered hers, giving it a gentle squeeze, causing her eyes to seek out mine, accusing me of being a wicked tease. With an impish grin, I pulled her onto my lap, taking the hint to mount an attack. I growled, "I'll show you, tease," and rolled to the floor, pinning her flat on her back. I gently bit her lower lip as she tried desperately to remain still. Pulling her hair exposed her neck, and I grazed hungrily with carnal skill. She whimpered and squirmed beneath me, tugging off her clothing and sending it flying, riding wave after wave of ecstasy, crashing to the ebb and flow of our sighing. Lying together in a heap, sharing dreams of what lies ahead. Exhaustion takes over and we fall asleep, avoiding a fight over making the bed. End poem.
Right, and as they say in New York, Proverbs, you make that bed and you have to sleep in it. Thank you, Rack and Tor. Boo, your response?
Oh, yeah, sir. Okay. look at the bed. That's funny. It's funny, you know, it's entertaining, and things start off, you know, absently my hand covered hers, giving her a gentle squeeze. It's kind of like that hint, hey, are we gonna get it on, or what's going to happen? You know, and then he's playful, biting her and all this other stuff. She whimpers, and then, you know, next thing you know, it's on and popping pretty much. And, you know, at that point, who cares about the bed or the mess or anything else, but sharing dreams of what lies ahead, exhaustion takes over and we fall asleep, avoiding the fight over making the bed, too tired to fight, too exhausted, you can go on. So, yeah, I thought thing and playful. Dennis might not have had to read that one. That one was pretty on point, but I don't know. Everybody can. Did you read one, Raz?
Right. Before then, here it is. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, LCN. Happy birthday to
you. Yeah. Did you read one, Rez?
So are you saying we're going to do this, finish this off now?
You and then me, and then we'll play Dave's song as the outro?
All right. Here's my piece, something I wrote in my journals I've been writing recently. This stuff anywhere on the web, but this is called Ace of Jack Symphonic. I listen to the sound, the corn ear rushes by, wind all the sides, Ricky picking the calliope and the organic church harmonic, methodical effect. Lingering upon the notes of the spiraling lights. Music is like you. Come and lift up our lives. Riding high, riding heights. Vermoth E. Mercurial, though, Tao, and peace.
Oh, I was going to say run that back. That was short. Can you read it again for me? Sorry. I got it, but I think I want to hear it again. It's how hard
sure.
It was to say it. Shit.
All right, here's the encore. Ace of Jack Symphonic. I listen to the sound. The corn ear rushes by. Wind are all over the sides. Ricky picking the calliope and the organic church harmonic. Methodical effect lingering upon the notes of the spiraling lights. Music is like you. Come and lift up our lives. Riding high. Riding heights, Vermoth E. Mercurial, Vow, Tao, and peace.
Yeah, I like the music is like you, lifting up high. Thought that was really cute. And what are you talking about here? About it sounds kind of like rebirth in a way, or I don't know if I'm right, but a renewal of some type, or not really.
No, this is a comic. Someone on social media who had written a piece in one of my groups there on poetry, which brought up real negativity like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And so I decided to respond with a little short, and it came out this, The Ace of Jacks.
What was she being so negative about?
I guess life in general, but she has other pieces which she posts in the group on Facebook. We're all love poetry group. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, yeah, there's, you know, some of them on there, you're just wondering, you know, why they're even there in the first place, really. But, yeah, that was an interesting one. That was a short one, too, because you don't write too many short ones. So, anyway, that was good. This is, I'm going to read this one, and then we'll, so, this is a prompt, but I forgot the prompt. So, anyway, it goes like this. The prompt is, perhaps it's best that we don't speak. So, perhaps it's best that we don't symphony of unspoken desires. The power of words we often dismiss, yet silence can fuel the hottest fires. Disheartening screams are bare hands, art, distort, greed, and hunger tear at seams. nightly from the monsters I run, but were killers and murderers who've never touched the gun in our dreams. Tell me, would you ever harm the moon or slice our rage into the sun? We silence our birds' tune to the monsters that we've become. Are thou up?
Boo? You there? You're on mute. I can't hear you. Boo? Your audio's not coming through. All right, Dennis? You still on the line?
Still on the line, but I'm having great difficulty.
So, are you decided you're not going to do a piece tonight? Thanks for coming out to the show, yeah. And let me see if Fu calls back real quick. She dropped. I want to do my acknowledgments before the fade-out music, and we have her, if she does call back, do her poem. Thank you, Randall, Miss LaBoo, Wayne, Rack and Tour, Pee-wee, Dennis Allen, Anonymous, Kitty the Naughty Poet, Rob Cohen, Phil the Poet, Gerald Green, and special thanks to everyone who keeps the group alive for LCN all year round. And I don't know.
Well, we wait for a second if she's going to call back. Why we don't play something by Adam here, who hasn't been around for a while. And this is Real Alone, acoustic. Adam rocking. Yeah.
The phone shut off while I was recording.
Higher octaves of independent rock. And Dennis, thank you for coming out tonight. Definitely appreciate you being here for the anniversary special.
I'm sorry I couldn't contribute.
All right. You take care, buddy. And for the outro, Counting Stars.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Yeah, and for a couple pennies a week, try surveys online. There's Primary Opinion, Survey Monkeys, Brander. And thanks for coming out to the show. Good night.